The University Tower Chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left is Professor Aaron Bell.
Greetings and salutations.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time. Just living the good life, moving furniture, part of my regular writing directorial duties. I was moving a desk. Last week, I moved a refrigerator up a flight of stairs. So just all that kind of stuff that goes as, you know,
menial
part of the
labor.
So all beneath those writing-related so activities.
So beneath you.
And I believe I heard whisper just a few minutes ago from you that you're the mother of a college graduate. Did you say that?
I did. It's a yeah, it's both wonderful, but has also made me feel incredibly old.
Aww.
My son is now a graduate. One done. One and done.
Wow.
No, down. Three more left.
Professor Mara Livesey, how are you doing, Mara?
I am doing well.
How was the first week of winter semester?
So much better than probably most weeks of fall semester.
Oh, okay.
Great.
All right. Is there a specific reason?
I mean, I'm teaching one third of the number of students I taught last semester.
Yep.
And I am reaping the rewards of that course release that I didn't get to last semester.
Wonderful.
So.
Wonderful.
Yep. It should be a great semester. And I love teaching lab, so.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun. Good. Professor Dan Maggio is here. He can tell us everything that's going on with the first organization.
I mean, we're in high gear for event season.
Yeah.
So.
No pun intended.
Look forward to that. It's just crazy busy.
Good. That's a good thing to be. Professor Daniel Maxwell got to meet some relatively famous people the other night.
I did. I had to think about who did I meet. Yes. Matt's uncle has season tickets, and we all split it. And so the Tigers had their, like, season preview night, getting people excited about it. So I got to meet, what's his face? Torkelson.
What's his face?
Very famous.
Very
what's
memorable.
What's his face?
And Carrie Carpenter. So I got to meet them and get photos.
And who's his name?
And who's his name, yes. What's his face and who's his name?
Oh,
and they were
who's
really great.
First?
And then I learned about people from the 1984 team because, you know, I wasn't alive at the time.
I think
so.
Professor Manning would appreciate hearing who was there.
Yeah, the other what's his face, the catcher, Lance.
Lance Parrish.
Lance Parrish.
Yes.
Yep.
The big guy.
And then Peaches. I learned where his nickname came
Dan
from.
Dan Petrie.
Mm-hmm. And Jason Benetti was hosting everything. So it was really cool.
Nice.
It was a really nice night. And it snowed the whole time. And it took an hour to get back home. It was great.
It was downtown at the Motor City Soundboard. Okay. Professor Maxwell was occupying the space occupied by the Detroit Economic Club speech just a few hours earlier, given by the President of the United States.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us.
Yes, I didn't do anything nearly that exciting the other night.
Well, but you don't want to be out driving that night.
In the snowstorm,
crazy people were out driving.
It was crazy.
So, yeah, exactly.
Snow and more snow and more snow.
Not fun.
And all the places you're going could possibly have snow, but it would be more apocalyptic.
Top of Mauna Kea has snow most of the time.
There you go.
But I don't plan to drive up there to see it. But, you know.
You're like, been there, done that. Yeah,
exactly. I know what snow looks like.
So. Professor Dave Chow also knows what snow looks like.
Yes, I do.
What, besides that one clear sidewalk, do I need to know about the neighborhood since the holidays?
Ooh, my neighbor across the street's been on vacation for about last 2 weeks. So I've been shoveling his walk, too.
Oh, well, aren't you a nice guy?
And he's also the one with six steps.
Right.
Up to his house. Mind you, the mail lady slipped twice on those steps already. So I've been clearing those off like a fiend.
She's a very nice person.
Very nice person.
Pretty, right? Yeah.
I don't like hearing her bruised. That's
exactly.
Not a good thing.
You forgot the most important update, that Slow's Barbecue is now open.
Oh, yeah. Right. In Berkeley. Yes, that's
Dan,
right.
Dan, we know all too well, don't we?
We tried to go to dinner there the other night. It's like an hour away.
Do you know how hard takeout is? Okay, so you can't do a takeout order online, and if you call them, they're like, you have to come in store to place a takeout order. So you actually have to go to the...
wait there,
You have to wait there.
I saw that posted online.
I'll go downtown. I know the people there well.
They also don't have potato salad at this location, but they have one at the downtown location.
Dear Lord.
I'm going down there tomorrow.
Shocking.
That's shocking.
I'm going down there tomorrow. I'm good. I don't have to go to the nearest Slow's.
That is strange.
It's a little weird. They're going to change it. But
not potato salad.
Oh,
they're working out the bugs, but that's enough about their secret sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Professor Stephen Manning, not making bug-based sauce jokes. What's going on?
Shoveling. Doing a lot of shoveling. You mentioned mail.
Yes.
You're getting mail delivered.
Yes.
We haven't had mail in 6 days.
Oh, what?
I don't know if it's been 6 days. Well, it's been...
Well, Saturday and Sunday.
4 days.
Three.
We're just not getting any mail.
Yeah.
No mail delivery. And I discovered just today, a mail truck shows up outside the house. I'm reading, but I can see outside. I said, oh, finally, the mail. It's Audrey with the mail.
Audrey's
on vacation. When Audrey goes on vacation,
everything goes.
The whole USPS falls apart.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not kidding you.
We love Audrey. You know.
Do you have the informed consent emails like that? Like sends you a picture of like what you're getting that day.
This guy comes up. We haven't done that.
I get that
because they're not delivering. Sign up.
They scan your mail and then you get an email.
If you ever go online to do a hold for your mail, you'll get it forevermore after that. They will send you a picture each day.
You get a picture of all the letters coming in.
Are being delivered.
It's a little disturbing.
You know,
my whole day is based around getting the mail.
Of course. You know. Well, that I understand.
Do you send mail to yourself?
So I'm going to start doing that, yes.
But you're not going to get it.
But it's been like 5 days.
Wow. Professor Heather Hill, so it's been a little bit less than 6 days, but greater than 0 days.
It's off and on, that's for sure. That's the thing. You know.
So you're not even getting junk mail?
No.
No.
Like nothing.
We're not getting nothing.
Not even seed packets?
No mail whatsoever.
And I'm about to order a bunch.
Seriously?
You know, so I don't know what's going on. But,
you know,
Aaron mentioned that she just had a child graduate. Mm-hmm. My daughter turned 26 this week, so that should make you feel less old.
Yeah, I don't know about that's it's the way that time goes, only in one direction. 26.
Can you believe that?
Incredible.
Well, then I read you about somebody who says aging is like the elevator keeps going up and up and up.
That's
and
what James Carville
said. It's never never coming back down. Yeah, James Carville said that.
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, I remember her running around in the halls when she was about this tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, she used to answer questions for us.
She did.
She used to
do that. She saved her butt.
Well, folks, you could send us a set of questions about aging. I don't know what angle you're going to take with that one, but try not to anger us.
Make it multiple choice, whatever it is.
Please anger them.
There's a trend on TikTok right now where
you have... The 2016 trend!
Well, I'm thinking about something slightly different, but you've got like a set of workers, you know, at a classic sort of teenager job. He's like, when were you born? 2002. When were you born? 2006. When were you born? 1998. And then the Jurassic Park theme plays.
Yes!
Is that what you're thinking of? Because I saw that and
I
laughed very hard.
I saw that. That was hilarious. No, people are posting photos from 2016 because it was like 10 years ago.
Right.
And they're like throwback to 10 years ago. And then I was like, what was I doing in 2016? And I was like, oh, yes, I was in organic chemistry 10 years ago.
Yikes.
So.
You know you're getting older when you're on a site and they ask you for your age.
Yes.
In grad school. And when
you get to the year, you got to kind of keep flicking down here till you get to the right date.
No comment.
Are you guys trying to tell me something? What?
So this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you'll receive the brand new addition to the ATP coffee mug and the autographed photograph of the profs. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you the autographed photograph. Oh, jeez. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Since the automobile is the state bird of Michigan, most of you will find these gettable. In fact, the first few are gimmies. Then they get tougher, unless you're older. Oh no, I did not plan this.
Uh-oh.
The comments in red are mine, obviously. Our very good friend Hank Durkin sent these questions.
Oh, good for Hank.
Can we start from the bottom?
I think we're going to start with the more recent, actually. Hank, by the way, I don't know if we've ever mentioned on the air that the bottom of Hank's email says, every day is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, what a great...
He must be retired.
What a great...
I think I finally met him at an event, and I felt like I was meeting a legend.
Yeah,
you know?
he is kind of a legend.
Yeah.
I'll give you the tagline. You tell me the brand of automobile.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Good luck, Aaron.
The ultimate driving machine.
BMW.
Oh, wow. That was just really fast. That was awesome. Let's see. Quality is job one. That's the 80s.
Ford. Pomoco.
Also, have you driven a blank lately or built blank tough, which is still being used to this day.
Yep.
Imported from Detroit.
Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on that lovely commercial.
Quite a bit.
Yes.
quite a bit older tagline. Maybe not the best Mad Men style. If you find a better car, buy it. Don't tempt Chrysler. People to buy a different Chrysler, car. It's yes. Chrysler. Yeah.
Lee Iacocca.
Lee Iacocca said that. Oh. Yeah. And he said it about the, what were those little stubby?
The K cars?
Yeah.
That was my first car. So ugly. Yeah. So hideous.
Drivers Wanted. That's a more modern.
Oh.
Oh, Subaru.
Mm-mm. That's not what it says.
Drivers Wanted.
Toyota?
The next level, if we go back a few years, it was Think Small. That's when I was in
Smart
college,
car?
Actually.
VW?
Volkswagen?
Volkswagen, huh. Yeah. The next one was Farfugnugen, which nobody understood what that
meant.
Oh,
Farfugnugen, yeah.
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
so. Was that the Jetta? Little...
Scirocco, Jetta, mm-hmm. Rabbit, mm-hmm. Golf.
Wabbit.
I had a Rabbit. Best car. One of
good
the
you
car.
Had a VW Rabbit?
Good I had a car. Little VW Rabbit, a little stick. It was
nice.
Great.
What does that even look like?
Drove it till it died.
It was yeah,
the your rabbit died?
I missed the bug.
Rabbit. Oh, no.
What color was it?
It was tan. I bought it right out of, I was actually, I think I was 21, bought it for like $1,000 in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I loved it. I loved the little car.
And that was only 90 years ago.
Jeez.
Ouch.
More recently, it's been Grace, Space, Pace. And we don't see many TV commercials for this because that would just be too gauche.
That's your, so that's it's like a highbrow.
It's a high level brand.
Grace.
Yes.
Not that angular.
Lexus.
I mean, good guess.
Not a Tesla, is it?
Nope. A few years back, it would have been Unleash a brand name. And that's.
A Jaguar?
It's a Jaguar.
Oh. A Jaguar, yeah.
Jaguar.
Back when they were owned by Ford Motor Company. That was a weird time. Yeah. The toughest four letter word on wheels.
Audi?
Mm-mm. Jeep. Good guess, though. Jeep.
Jeep, yeah.
That's right, my bad.
Doing
my
the
bad.
Letter count there.
Doesn't somebody drive a Jeep here?
Is there a Jeep person in the car? I don't remember. Are you a Jeep?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm drawn on.
I thought you had a Jeep.
Mm-mm. No, I have a Bronco.
Oh, excuse me. Bronco. I got confused.
And her name is?
Her?
Her
oh,
name.
Wow.
Her name is Carbon.
Carbon, because it's
aren't
black.
Aren't cars always...
I like that new female name.
Gendered as women, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
appealing.
Gender pronouns. She,
absolutely.
Her.
Never named my absolutely.
Yeah. She has a name. Her name is Carbon. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely from my days in college, a different kind of company, a different kind of car. Not in
Saturn.
Existence anymore. Saturn.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Saturn. Boy, that was some weird car stuff, man. back in the 80s, oh, what a feeling.
Oh, there were people jumping all, was it
right,
Toyota?
Dancing on the
Toyota. Oh, yeah, okay, it was Toyota. Even more recently, it's still, the truck ones last longer? What am I thinking? Like, built Ford Tough literally goes back to the early 80s yeah. for the trucks, and they're still using it now, including this one. We are professional grade.
GMC.
GMC trucks, yes. Oh my gosh. Cuteness in car ads, Hank adds. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Hey, Mazda.
Mazda.
That was done up the block.
That's the millennial generation right there.
I got
there.
That one, yeah.
Big
yeah.
time. Big
for sure.
Time.
Zoom, zoom.
Standard of the world.
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Wow. Nice. Yes. Bold.
Very bold.
I've never heard that.
I'll look back at Professor Livesey when I say the relentless pursuit of excellence. It's like the longest tagline ever. The relentless pursuit of excellence. You already mentioned it earlier. You're not going to see many TV
Lexus.
Commercials. Lexus, yes. I think there's something about using the EX
yeah,
sound
X.
in it to make you think of Lexus.
Yeah, fricative.
It's sort of fricative-ish.
Is that a Lexus? Is that a... What was the previous question we had?
From Lex. Mary Catherine Harrison.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
the fricative.
Fricative.
It's another...
It's
yeah. the fricatives?
The fricative, that's it.
Fricative,
yeah. yeah.
Way, way old school. See the USA.
In your Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Donna Shore used to sing that. Yep.
In the USA.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet was the tagline. Yeah. Or when I was growing up, it was Like a Rock for some reason.
Oh, no. Was it Heartbeat of America?
I don't know. It says Like a Rock here.
No.
The Bob Seger
Chevy
song.
Truck, though.
Mm. That was Chevy Truck.
Okay.
Yeah. Truck,
got
yeah.
It. Got it. Okay.
2.5 million to borrow the song.
A very specific model Chevy. The more you know it, the better it looks. Okay.
What?
I didn't write that. I did not.
Chevy Beretta?
I
remember.
Chevy? It's a
Impala?
Chevy.
I want to say it's one that still exists, but I don't follow
Malibu?
Chevy that much anymore.
Chevrolet?
Impala?
Starts with the letter C.
Cavalier?
Cavalier is what it was.
Oh,
no, that does not exist
no.
anymore.
Okay, there we go.
How did I get that?
GM does not do sedans anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cavalier.
Also not in existence. This is not your father's. What a dumb
Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile.
I liked Oldsmobile.
I know, yeah. Olds are great. It's just the word, you know, this is not your father's old-sounding old car.
Like, right.
Ransom.
Well, what, yeah, when your name is Olds.
Yeah, you exactly.
Don't have a lot of choices.
And his name was Ransom. I thought about that the whole time I saw Knives
Ransom
Out.
Ransom E. Olds.
Yep.
What's the E stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Eugene.
Oh, probably.
Mm-hmm. Ernesto.
Another non-existent sub-brand anymore. Imagine yourself in a blank now. I have clues, but I want to see if you can figure it out.
Pontiac?
Subaru?
Mm-mm. No.
Another one in that era was At the Sign of the Cat, which is dumb.
Mercury.
Lincoln Mercury.
Mm. I miss those commercials.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think so.
I had to drive Keith Jackson 1,000 times.
I drove a Mercury for a while. It was fine. Inexpensive and built to stay that way.
Subaru.
Yes.
Inexpensive is.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Not inexpensive
love,
anymore.
Love. That's what makes a Subaru.
Dog approved too.
Dog approved.
Yeah. I love those ads.
How about find your own road?
Bronco.
No, it's a major brand.
I had to get that in there. I'm sorry.
Road. Find your own road.
Jeep or
not an Isuzu, is it?
It's that Toyota. Is
I always get this wrong. Is that the one that's Swedish? What's the Swedish car brand?
Volvo? Saab?
No, Saab is what
IKEA?
I was
thinking. IKEA. IKEA. It runs on lingonberries. Oh.
It's a meatball car. My dad joke in class this morning was, did you hear that engineers invented a car that runs on parsley? They also invented a train that runs on time.
Hey. Oh.
I know.
Steady.
Wake up and drive.
I don't remember that one.
That sounds like the school motto. This one.
It's kind of 90s-ish. It's kind of 2000s-ish.
Wake up and drive.
At the sign of the three diamonds. What's three diamonds?
Mitsubishi.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't remember that tagline, though.
I don't remember any of the cars, frankly. So.
I don't think anybody does.
The pride is back, built in America, a.k.a. this brand does not exist
anymore. Dodge? Is it Dodge?
Nope. Named after, well, I mean, the local suburb is also named after this.
Pontiac.
No? Warren?
Starts with a P, though.
Clawson?
Oh. Warren.
Plymouth.
Plymouth.
Yeah.
Plymouth.
Oh.
That was another Iacocca ad.
The Clawson.
The pride is
the
back.
Clawson.
Yes, I drive a Clawson, and I'm proud of it.
The Southfield.
Clawson Sport.
I drive the Hamtramck.
Hank observes, is this really a message you want to send? Quote, when better automobiles are built, blank will build them.
I remember the ad, but
you have to think too hard to figure that one out.
That sounds like a Coca Ricardo Montalban, doesn't it?
It also implies it's not us.
At
least yes.
I know it's right? Kinda, that's not a good.
It's not Tesla, right?
It is not. This is a.
No, it's older than that.
I think it still exists.
Is it U.S.?
It is U.S. It's GM. This is the best marketing that I've got. They constantly are fighting in their ads. You can see they work so hard. It is, without Oldsmobile, the oldest brand. Not oldest by number of years, but only old people buy this. And it's
Buick.
Not Cadillac.
Buick.
It's Buick.
Buick.
Yes.
Oh,
they struggle all the time. They're like,
they're the oldest demographic. They're even older than Cadillac.
No, seriously.
Yeah, they
seriously.
Are.
And they don't make a sedan anymore, which is how they made their name.
And mind you, Buick is like royalty in China.
Really? Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
And that's the only reason they kept them.
Yep. And they still make good machines.
Yeah, absolutely. A slogan with a really big huh factor, Hank says. Hand-built by robots. That was just, it was a short
AMC?
While they used it. No, not domestic.
Hand-built by robots.
Hand-built by
Hyundai.
Robots.
Yeah,
Mini,
right?
Mini Cooper.
It's a good guess. It's not.
Japanese.
Kia?
It's not Japanese. It's European.
Oh, Opel, Vauxhall,
Ferrari,
Land Rover,
Italian,
Lamborghini,
Porsche. Fiat,
Ferrari. Fiat is
Fiat.
What it says.
Oh,
Fiat.
My son-in-law had a Fiat. It was a gift.
I like the Spider. That was a nice
it's
Fiat.
Like those little Richard Scarry cars. Hank says a real head scratcher now. Follow your ears.
Follow your ears.
Follow your
like
ears.
Loud.
The sound of the
it's
engine.
It's got a thunderous.
Very high level. It's like at almost the highest level you could spend on
the
an automobile.
Lamborghini?
Lamborghini is what it says here.
Yo, you follow your wallet.
Follow your ears.
Yeah.
I was going to think Harley Davidson, but that's not a car.
Yep.
It seems like a weak
tagline.
It's kind of weak.
For a car.
Follow your ears.
Or don't follow your ears, and that would be Rolls Royce. They're supposed to be quiet.
Or an electric car.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are the competition. Also high-level sports car. Ferrari is what it is. Think of old Enzo Ferrari. Yep. Anybody see the...
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, we saw that. That was a very good movie. We saw it in the theater.
F1 is supposed to be good too.
That's where the fastest roller coaster.
Oh yeah, that's right. Just came out.
Abu Dhabi. Yeah, Abu Dhabi is Ferrari world.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So here we go. Finally, a blast from the past. That's from Hank. Ask the man who owns one. Notice how two of these actually mention men.
Was it Duesenberg?
No.
Packard is what it says.
Oh, Packard.
Packard.
Wow. Ask a man who knows.
Thanks, Hank.
Yeah, those are great, Hank.
As opposed to a woman who owns one, right?
Yeah.
Golly gee.
I think Marlena Dietrich owned one. Quite a few women did. Actresses.
Probably to like subvert the norms, right?
Right, exactly. Let's move on to this new set of questions, dear profs. As promised, here are 20 more questions we pulled from the collected Burroughs household computer.
Oh, yes.
They're scattered and varied. They seem to keep the professors on their toes. We hope they prove challenging, thought-provoking, and fun. Please enjoy. Warmest greetings from Valencia, California.
Valencia.
Frank and the family Burroughs. Oof. I think we might be able to figure it out.
Oh, we're looking at the map
How many
again, right?
time zones are there in the great country of Canada?
Six.
There are six.
Okay.
All of the ones we have plus Newfie.
Yeah.
And Atlantic.
Oh, and the Atlantic.
Yes. Way off east.
There you go.
What was the name of the first novel that starred? Starred is kind of a weird word to use here. That featured. How was the Sherlock Holmes?
The Baskervilles. How did Baskervilles?
That was going to be my guess. I should know this from all my.
Yeah, come on.
No. If I say the word red, you'll be like, oh, it's
Scarlet. Scarlet something.
Letter.
Red-haired woman.
No, it's like...
The Speckle Band.
Is it the woman in red?
Scarlet Pumpernickel. Oh.
No, that was about
Scarlet...
I'm not a big...
Not a big Sherlock Holmes?
No.
Scarlet.
It was called A Study in Scarlet.
A Study in Scarlet.
I do know that, though.
Study in Scarlet.
That sounds like a room and clue.
Well, you know. What does the E stand for? For Chuck E. Cheese...
Entertainment.
Charles.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese. That is his name. You know that they're doing this for like people our age now, right? The new Chuck E. Cheese is like old Xer arcades.
Hey, come on. They got rid of the tongue in Hungry Howie, so I mean.
Mm-hmm. What is the highest pitch instrument that can be featured in an orchestra?
Piccolo?
Piccolo.
Piccolo. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
A shrieking cat.
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard this before. How odd. In the 1936 Olympics, two countries had identical flags and much confusion followed.
Yes.
Who were they?
Oh, what was it like?
I've never heard this before.
Identical flags.
How odd.
Jamaica or Haiti, one of those?
Haiti is one of them.
Good job.
Luxembourg?
Not Luxembourg, but the other little one.
Liechtenstein.
Random. Okay. Wow.
The same flag. That's
so Liechtenstein.
So
they should just put a little L in one corner and a little H in the other.
A little H in the other. One's a TM and one's an R.
Which one was first, I wonder? And did the second one check to see if there
I
was
wanna
a...
I want
to
say that there literally was an issue with, like, they saw one and they said, we want that one. And then they just started
using
it.
Is there, like, a Flags Are Us store? What, you have to register or what?
Right. I don't know. Right. Who are you registering with? The UN? Like, I don't know. Who won the Nobel Prize for discovering inert, or sometimes known as noble, gases?
All right, chemistry people.
Ernst Nobel.
That would have been my guess.
Well, Donald Trump, obviously. I mean,
it was Donald Trump, obviously.
It was recently awarded
inert gases.
It was his uncle.
Non-inert gases.
Like, are we actually going to know this person's name?
Yeah, you should know. Oops,
oh,
I shouldn't
have said that. You should know.
Yeah, you.
I mean, you do teach general chemistry, so this comes up at some point. But
is he one of the names you learn in Gen Chem?
Ish.
I try to make my curriculum not centered on white men.
I know. I was about to say, don't you remember all of your old dead white guys? Because if you do, then you'll remember Sir William
like
Ramsay.
Niels Bohr.
Oh, William Ramsay.
Yeah, it was probably his wife. His wife probably discovered it.
I don't include white men in my curriculum very often.
Mrs. Ramsay.
In what city purports to be the world's oldest casino? Still operating casino,
Monte Carlo?
I think. No, that's not what it says.
Macau.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Both good guesses.
I like that guess.
Rome.
Budapest.
Mm-mm. Windsor.
I'll tell you what, it's in Italy, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Florence Casino.
Turin. Venice.
Venice.
Venice is what it says.
I was going to say. Venice. St. Peter's Basilica. Oh, no, wrong.
Nope. Not the Vatican.
Not the Vatican.
In the basement of the Vatican.
Oh, my God. Come on, Pope needs a seven.
It's a secret, secret knock.
What is the name of the chimpanzee sent into space above the Mercury Redstone 2 rocket in 1961?
It wasn't Ham, was it?
It was Ham, his name.
Jeez.
Short for the Holloman Aerospace Medical Center, where he was trained.
How do you train a chimpanzee to go up to space?
Sit still and flick this.
You train him not to flick the switches.
Don't touch the lights.
Oh, my word.
Lots of bananas.
How do you train a chimp to go into space? Sounds like you're writing a pamphlet. In what city is the very famous Detroit Lions practice facility and headquarters?
Allen Park.
Allen Park.
That's right.
Yes.
I love the facility.
What country in Africa has a capital called Harare?
Ooh. Stephen, you're...
That map of the United States. Is
I know.
Really
I
know. I'm like,
my eyes went up there. Like, oh,
which
yeah.
Which general region?
Where's then? Africa?
Congo?
It's not the Congo.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe is the correct answer.
Oh, wow.
Good guess.
Zimbabwe.
Is this going to be like the Ask Professor meme every time, you know?
We need
seriously.
More maps.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's going to be like Pavlovian, isn't it? Map.
Yeah, we need a world one. Yep. Yeah.
But we need something other than a Mercator map because we don't want Greenland to look too big.
God forbid.
Right. We might want it.
We might want it. Take it.
How many, according to tradition, we don't have to condone it, how many enemy planes do you need to shoot down in order to be called an ace in the U.S. Air Force?
Oh, that's a great 100. Question.
It's far less.
Five.
Oh, it's five really? For whatever reason. Like, I don't know why that's so important.
I guess 100 would be a lot now that I think about it.
That's a lot of planes to shoot down.
That's a lot of battles.
Yeah, and your chances of surviving that long would be quite low. Yeah.
I'm going to have to fact check that with my nephew.
Okay.
So it would mean more?
It would mean more.
I mean, that's more than I will ever have.
Same.
Having shot anybody down.
He just flew over places and dropped deadly bombs and killed
people.
Yeah,
exactly.
With no dog bites.
That's what he did.
Professors, everybody knows that former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal does commercials for Icy Hot and other unguents and rubs and things. But did you know that he has a doctorate in what field?
3 points.
Is it an honorary or did he actually earn it?
No, he earned it.
That's a good question. I believe it says earned here.
Wow. So,
yeah. Okay. He's a smart guy.
Sports medicine.
Sports medicine is a good guess. Incorrect.
Sports management.
Psychology.
Journalism.
It's nothing to do with sports, but it's not psychology.
Education.
It's education is what
he
is.
Oh,
very
sweet.
Absolutely.
We'll have to find his thesis and read it.
From where?
You're peer reviewed.
Doesn't say.
Wait, who's going to review Shaquille O'Neal?
Unclear from these
who's
questions.
Who's going to say you didn't pass?
I wouldn't.
Oh, gosh. You all cracked me up so bad, but it's been a ton of fun, and it's always good to do this on a Friday afternoon. I only have one brain cell left, but the time has come for us to say goodbye. Heather.
Bye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Dan.
Take care.
Mara.
See ya.
And Aaron.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.